Thanks, Kirlach. Let me summarise the Taoiseach and Tánaiste's speech. Blah, 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 mumble, mumble, blah, 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 mumble, mumble, success. What a load of bullshit.
Deputy, you might just watch the language.
Are living so far out of reality, they might as well be in the outer stratosphere of a planet on the other side of the universe. Your definition of success is utterly perverse. If you define success as looking after bankers, looking after international speculators, lining the pockets of consultants, and let's not forget lining the pockets of an army of spin doctors, then your government is a spectacular success. But if your definition of success is the one that most ordinary people in this country would have, which is to eliminate poverty, to eliminate homelessness, to provide a health service that keeps people safe, and to provide real, meaningful jobs for people, then this government is a disastrous failure. And everybody out there knows it. The only people who are applauding this government are the elites. The international financial elites, the bankers, and the very wealthy. But ordinary people are suffering, and they are suffering dreadfully. Your policies are leading directly to one of the biggest homelessness and housing crises that this state has seen. You are driving daily more and more people into poverty, particularly young people, particularly disabled people, particularly people on low incomes with families. You are directly, as a result of your cuts in the health service, endangering the lives of people who need help. Sick people who need help are needlessly having their lives endangered, and you are either driving our young people right out of the country, or you are driving them into low-paid, exploitative, pretend jobs. Not real jobs, but just exploitative jobs. And meanwhile, you are enriching this army of consultants, speculators, bankers, and the very, very wealthy people in this country. Let's just look at homelessness and the housing crisis, which you clearly do not want to talk about. The dishonesty of the Taoiseach this morning was absolutely staggering in saying he was worried about this issue and talking about reviews. We, on this side of the House, have been raising the fact that your policies were directly contributing to homelessness and the housing crisis for 2.5 years. And you have done absolutely nothing about it while that crisis has got worse on a daily basis. And it's not just that you have other priorities, it is your policies that are creating that crisis, Minister. The rent caps that you have, the rent allowance caps that you have for Dublin and the urban centres are directly leading people to lose their homes and to be forced into homeless accommodation. Please tell, can the Taoiseach please tell, for example, a woman, Charlene, who was outside the door with me protesting today, who has five young children, and those children go to school in Shankill, and for the last week she has been put out in a hotel out in City West on the other side of the city, not knowing each day whether she would even have that hotel room, and having to bring her children every day all the way across the city to Shankill to school. Or a young man I was talking to today, Peter, who has mental illness problems and has been 3 years in homeless accommodation, in with drug users, with people with chronic alcohol problems, and so on. And an army, tens of thousands of other people, on housing lists for 10 and 13 and 14 years. And you have done nothing about this. In fact, you have caused it. Because in July 2012, you produced a policy document where you said the new policy will be to stop building council houses and rely on leasing arrangements with the private sector to deal with housing. That has failed. It has failed disastrously. Now, why don't you just put up your hands and say we were wrong? The journalists should check it. July 2012, policy document from the Department of the Environment. So it's not an accident, it was a policy. And similarly, why are rents rising? And this is where I want to slightly disagree with Deputy Ross about the stress tests. I think the banks will be found not to be too stressed. Do you know why? Because the government policy is to drive up the property, the value of property, and to drive up rents in order to restore the balance sheets of the banks. And they are succeeding. So if you're a big corporate landlord at the moment, you're doing very, very well. You're buying property up at bargain basement prices in the last 2 years. Now the property values are going through the roof and rents are going through the roof. You make a fortune and the poor get made homeless. And the banks are sorted yet again. Yet again, the banks driving people into homelessness. And that is a deliberate policy by this government, in my opinion. The health service. I mean, this is just a catastrophe that is unfolding. Why? Because 1.8 billion euro has been taken out of the health service, because 6,000 staff have been lost from the health service, because 2,500 beds have been taken out of the health service, because you plan to take another 7,000 staff out of the health service this year, you plan another billion euro worth of cuts. Is it any wonder that there are 370 people sitting on trolleys in hospitals around the country as we speak? Is it any wonder that there are lines as long as a year and two for important operations for people? Of course, it is the inevitable result of slashing the jobs and slashing the spending of the health service, and now you are going to compound the misery of all this by charging people, what, 800 or 1,000 euro a year in compulsory private health insurance, the only beneficiaries of which will be private health insurance companies. So people will pay through the nose to have their lives endangered going into our hospitals. That's what is happening. And only the private healthcare providers and insurance companies will benefit in any way from this. But of course, that is Fine Gael policy. The market, always the market, by which you mean your mates in the corporate sector, who see health, housing, and just about every vital service that human beings need as an opportunity to make profit, not as an opportunity to actually provide services and infrastructure for the real human beings who exist outside this house and who are suffering the consequences of your policies. Or now we have this gateway thing with the local authorities, where the unemployed, this is like a wet dream for Fine Gael, the unemployed are being dragooned under threat of having their social welfare taken off them into low-paid jobs in local authorities, which should be properly paid jobs. If those jobs need to be done, they need to be done, and people need to be paid for doing those jobs, not trying to force people into doing them for 20 quid on top of their dole. It's absolutely disgraceful, and it actually will lead to the displacement of real jobs. But of course, that's what Fine Gael have always wanted. But it is sickening in the extreme that the Labour Party are facilitating this. It is beyond belief. And in my last minute, could I also respond to something the Taoiseach said today? Because of course, the other thing you have not brought is to many people who need justice in this state, who've been trying for justice because an injustice was done to them where they lost loved ones or suffered terribly. And today we heard the Taoiseach tell this Dáil that he did not have the evidence from the Stardust families that the official findings on the official record for the reason the Stardust fire was started, that he did not have that information. That is not true. He was given that information. The Coffey report, the first draft of it, that was never published, said there must be an investigation. Because they knew and they had the evidence, and the families have sent the evidence into the last government and this government showing that the timeline for the start of that fire and the location of that fire were different from the official record, and showed that it started in the roof a considerable amount of time before it is claimed to have started in the alcove. And the evidence is there, and they have provided it. So why don't you be honest?
Okay,
why
Deputy,
doesn't the Taoiseach meet those families
Thank
and
you.
Give them the committee of investigation that they have so long asked for, and that the Taoiseach promised
Deputy.
Them
Thanks.
Before he came to office? Blah, blah, blah,
Thank
blah.
Thank you, Deputy. Thank you. Deputy, I probably would have to...